The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. It's a Martha and Robin Sunday. That means Robin, Alexis, gifted Mount Shasta Mystic, and co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis is here, and we're going to get back to our animals in the news here in just a moment. I just want to remind you that we are without a call screener these days, and we're looking for a new one or two. And if you've always wanted to be behind the scenes at a radio station or part of Animal World, we'd be delighted if you'd like to join us. It is technically a volunteer position these days. Or if you have a business, a service, or product that you'd like to sell, and if it's in line with Animal World philosophy, we could trade you for advertising. And since we don't have to have a call screener every Sunday, you wouldn't have to commit to being here every Sunday, but we'd love to have you. So if you'd like to apply for the position, you can call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Or you can email me. You can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on Contact Martha, or address your email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you do it during the show, you can also email animalworldlive@hotmail.com, but Mike only checks that out during the show. Okay, then. Any moment now, Hermione could be flying out of her cage and back on her wings to freedom. And how cool is that? It's really fun to be a part of that. And remember that we got an email from Rhonda of Indigo Dog, best web mistress on the planet, that she is standing by and ready to help Vanessa create a YouTube video and get the links where they belong and all that good stuff. So Rhonda's standing by.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No.
We're all ready.
We got all our ducks in order.
This is a great day.
Yeah. Yeah. How cool is this? Don't you feel like you're part of it?
Yeah. Very cool.
I do, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to be there in person, but
it's
this
a
is the
sense
next
of newfound
thing.
Freedom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get to share in that.
Well, yeah. And since we're so connected with Sarvey Wildlife Care Center, now we're getting direct evidence of what they do and what a great job they do saving these animals. All right, then. Oh, okay. So we didn't get to it to the end of last hour, so it's time to do it now. We'll test Mike and see if he's ready, because it's time for current events. Ho-ho! Cool, go figure. He's ready. Woo-hoo. He's got a smug smile on his face.
Sometimes things work out okay.
weekend of entertainment. Well, this isn't entertaining. Well, but anyway, the new and the first item on the list. This is on a sad note. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife's Carilion Bear Dog Cash. Now, if you remember, Cash was the second. Mishka was the first Carilion Bear Dog. Cash was the second and was completely funded by Martha Jordan, and her Tucker Memorial Fund was purchased Cash for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Well, Cash was injured recently, and he completely tore his ACL, which is that anterior cruciate ligament in the knee. So he had surgery this week to the tune of about $6,000 to repair the injury and rehab, and Martha Jordan's fundraising to help pay the vet bills, because the Department of Fish and Wildlife doesn't have any money to pay the bills. And so Rich Beaujolais, who is one of our WDFW guys, you know, that agents that comes in and does the show with us from time to time, and he and Cash, of course, been in the studio a few times with us, he'll be responsible. So we're trying to earn some money. So if you can contribute a little bit or a lot to Cash the Carilion Bear Dog's recovery fund, you can make out your check to WDFW KBD/cash fund. WDFW KBD/cash fund. And mail your check. Now, the check is actually going to Martha Jordan, and that's just so she can be sure that the funds are applied to the Cash account to pay for this, you know, surgery. Now, the address you send to, and you can get all this at MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, but the address you mail to is 914 164th Street Southeast, PMB 272, Mill Creek, Washington, 98012. That's 914 164th Street Southeast, PMB 272, Mill Creek, Washington, 98012. Now, remember, today is a canine Christmas extravaganza adoption event from noon to 3 p.m. at Paws Abilities Total Dog Center in Fife. Their phone number is 425-277-3794. Directions, you can go to www.positivealliance.org. There will be many rescues there, tons of great dogs, lots of vendors. It's a big extravaganza, and lots of coaches, trainers to help you pick out the right dog friend for your family and all that sort of stuff. This is a new item. There will be free spay and neuters for pit bulls and pit bull mixes at NOAA in Stanwood. There is a date in December, January, and two in January when the surgeries will be done. They say they're all Wednesdays, but then the first date they say is December 11th. Well, that's today, so I assume it's the 14th, this coming Wednesday. Then January 11th, January 25th. You must qualify within their income guidelines, but they're reasonable, starting at $45,000. Call 360-629-7055 for information and appointments. Remember the doggy Christmas wreaths to help rescues, 12 inches in diameter, filled with dog bones, come in different patterns depending on the ribbon. They're $20. For orders, Regina@animalsinneed.net or call 360-675-2785. Remember, the 2012 Meow Cat Calendar is now available. You can purchase it at the shelter for $10 or order by phone. Add $2 for shipping, 425-822-6369 or www.meowcatrescue.org. Adopt a cat or critter on the Humane Society in December. Adoption fees are waived on all cats 1 year and older and all small animals. And today only is the last day that kittens are only $50. And that's at the Humane Society in Factoria today. It is also the beginning of the Humane Society's annual holiday pet food drive throughout December at King County Safeway stores and the Humane Society shelter. Dry cat food is their greatest need, so look for the donation barrels at your area Safeway. Buy something extra, throw it on in there. Remember, dry cat food is what they need. There's also free spay and neuter surgeries for pit bull and pit mixes in King County, and free vaccines and microchips are only $5. That is also at the Humane Society, www.seattlehumane.org. And remember, getting close to the Christmas tree rental day, live Christmas tree rental day, and holiday extravaganza at Northwest Stream Center in Everett. They've got 200 live trees, 3 to 4 feet high, Sitka spruce, western red cedar, and Douglas fir for rent on December 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., $25 to $30, and then you bring them back after Christmas, and those trees that are still in decent shape get planted by the stream. How cool is that? www.streamkeeper.org, or you can call 425-316-8592. All right, I think that is it for the new stuff and current stuff on current events. You can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events to get all the details. And, we have sounds like we have a Hermione.
It's an update.
Update. We've got Hawk on the line. Hey, Hawk.
Hi, Martha.
How are you?
Great.
So what's going on?
Well, we went to the release site, and we opened the carrying case, and she didn't get out. So what we did was we took the top off the carrying case, and we thought, okay, if she has the free open space, she'll just take off, right?
Right.
Well, no, she didn't. She just sat there. She just sat there and watched everybody videotaping her and just kind of...
She's turned into a little star, huh?
A little prima donna.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I went up to her, and I said, hey, you can go. And she just kind of looked at me, so I said, all right, since I'm this close, I'm going to scratch your head. And I scratched her head, and she just kind of closed her eyes like a cat would.
Oh. How sweet is that?
I know. So now she's opened up her right wing, and she's kind of still looking around. She's not taking off.
Well, she's still inside the carrier?
Yeah, she's still inside the carrier. It's like home or something.
Well, and I mean, you could, in your mind, tell everybody there to visualize. Give her a visual picture because she gets the pictures in your mind. So visualize her walking out of the carrier and then spreading her wings and flying. And if everybody holds that vision, she might get the idea.
Okay.
Robin, can you think of anything that will help Hermione take off?
What was that, Martha? I'm sorry.
I was just Robin. Alexis is on with us. And Robin, are you tuning in to what's going on?
Well, actually, at 11:12 a.m. Pacific Coast time, I posted that I was getting a vision of her flying away, and then. Less than 3 minutes later, Hawk is live on the air with you saying that she hasn't flown yet. So she's definitely getting the image that
of
she
flying.
Can go. But I was watching other Barred Owl release YouTube videos while I was waiting for this, and most of them have been hesitant, and then they fly off, and the ones that I've been seeing.
Okay, so did you hear that, Hawk? Robin has been watching Barred Owl releases.
Uh-huh.
On YouTube, and she says most of them are hesitant to start with.
Okay.
But eventually they take off. And I would think you could certainly, visualizing her kind of hopping out of the crate and flying off, if you needed to, you could kind of get behind her and do a little scoochy, scoochy, scoochy and help her, like, kind of hop out of there.
Okay.
So that her feet are on the ground and she's not in the container anymore.
Okay.
And then I would just everybody visualize her, but I think part of me says that she's been so surrounded by love and support that, and it's been a while since she's been home.
Yeah.
That she needs some time to integrate to the energy again, but that she'll take off.
Okay.
All right. So call us back if it happens before we're done.
Hey, Martha, it's Vanessa.
Oh, hi, Vanessa.
Well, we're having a good old time here. It's crazy. Hawk can go up to her and pet her, and she puts on a defensive posture. But being a barred owl, she handles it pretty well. He's stroking her right now.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
And she's just sitting in the open carrying case, and we just, I don't know.
I would help her kind of scoochy, scoochy, scoochy her out and so that her feet are on the ground.
Right, and then she'll realize
Yeah, but Robin was telling us that she's been watching YouTube videos of Bart Owl releases, and mm-hmm. everyone she's watched, they've been very hesitant to take off at first.
Okay, good
so,
to know.
So it sounds like
this is normal.
And then if everybody, what we don't want you to do is any of you moving into fear and thinking, oh, gosh, she's just never going to go. Just keep her visualizing her flapping those wings and taking off. And it's also, you know, it's daytime and they're nocturnal. So,
right.
So she may not be so sure what to do in the daylight.
That's what we were wondering. How's lifting her out now? He's clicking her beak at him. She's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
She's orienting herself.
Robin says she's orienting herself.
Yes. And we kind of have her pointed in the direction of where we found her. And she's on the ground now.
Oh, how cool. This is
cool.
How many people have you got up there watching?
I think about six people up here.
Oh, okay. So
and we've all got cameras going. And
not an overwhelming amount.
No. No, but she is looking at everyone now that she's on the ground. She's kind of like, okay, there's all of you guys.
Isn't this fun?
It's a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought she'd be gone, you know, open the gate. No, we're having a party with her pretty much.
Well, yeah, I appreciate, you know, the gift of being in Her Majesty for so long.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is that?
And everybody here is in awe.
How's the weather up there? Is it dry for you guys?
It is dry. It's overcast, a little foggy. Chilly, but dry. We're thankful for that.
All right. So she's still just hanging out, huh?
Yeah. She's wings slightly open, a little puffed up, so she's a little defensive.
Let's see what Robin, you getting anything?
Yeah, I'm feeling your mom coming to help her.
Oh, my mom.
Yes.
Well, yeah, Rosie's on from the other side is coming to help her take off.
Oh, fabulous.
Of course, my mom, the longtime animal rescuer. She's on the other side now, but she comes in when animals need help.
And I just ran out of room for videotaping. She's still sitting on the ground. Oh, of course, this would happen.
It is Mercury in retrograde.
Well, that's true.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
On the cell phone? What are you saying, Mike? She could...
No, I'm just saying ask people if they've got a cell phone that they can shoot some video when she does release.
Oh, does anybody there have a cell phone they can shoot video with?
Yeah, and I just cleared out some
Oh, she just cleared things. Out. So I was going to say rewind or clear out some stuff.
Yeah.
And all right, Mom, get her going here. We're, you know, we're on the radio. We want her to fly. Woohoo. You know, animals do things in their own time frame.
I was just going to say that. Let the energy set the pace, not time.
Exactly.
She's got a lot to check out before she feels safe.
Yeah, and since you guys are really not threatening to her, you know, she can afford to sit there a while, I suppose.
Yeah, nobody's pushing her.
But I'm also, you know, I'm wondering, you know, we don't, since they, you know, her last time being there, I mean, she would be a normal owl, and she would be flying around that area at night. I wonder if it's just totally different in the daylight hours to her.
I wondered the same thing, if her orientation would be different. But I don't know what their internal GPS is like, you know, if it would help them during the daytime.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, I'm sure she'll take off sooner or later.
Yeah.
We can... I suppose we'll, you know, let you go and carry on, and then maybe just give us a quick call back when the deed is done.
We'll do that, yep.
All right. Okay, Vanessa and Hawk, thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, talk about hurry up and wait, huh? Sheesh.
It's so exciting, though.
Oh, I know.
I wish I was there. Birds of prey, of course, including owls, are just magnificent animals. And when they do fly off, it's a great feeling.
Well, I can remember with Myra Goldstein, my goose, and we used to do flying lessons, and I'd pick her up and kind of swing her and then throw her in the air. Now, see, if I was there, I'd be tempted to pick up Hermione and say, okay, here we go, 1, 2, 3, and whoosh.
Yeah, I've been feeling
throw her
that
in
too.
The air. That's what I'd do, but I wasn't going to say that to the, you know.
Right.
But maybe my mom can do that energetically. All righty, let's get back to our animals and the news stories here. Oh, this is a good one we don't need to tune into. It's just pay attention to your dog friends. This is out of Canton, Georgia. Ollie is one tired pup after all he did just to save his family. He knew something we didn't know. He sensed something wasn't right. According to the owner, said the family's boxer knew something was wrong, but they had no idea. The family thought Ollie was just playing or maybe he had to go out. Just started nudging and rubbing our legs like he wanted to go outside. They thought Ollie had heard something outside their Canton home. He had his head up and his back was arched and he was unwilling to come back inside. Ollie is only a six-month-old boxer puppy. Even though he's young, somehow he knew he had to get them out of the house. When the entire family was outside, Ollie relaxed. Jason said when they were outside, he realized the gas for the fireplace logs was still on. But when he checked them, he saw the flame was out. So Ollie had realized gas was pouring into the house. We didn't know how long the gas would have poured out, and we do light candles. They were decorating, of course, preparing for Christmas, and they're just very, very grateful that Ollie brought it to their attention and they didn't blow themselves up. So good for Ollie. Now, how about this for a happy good news story? Daniel, a homeless orange and white tabby, the greatest picture here. He just looks like a cool cat with a near record 26 toes, is helping the nonprofit Milwaukee Animal Rescue Center raise money to relocate. Normal cats have 18 toes, but Daniel has two extra on each foot due to a genetic mutation called polydactylism. The center is seeking small donations of $26 or $1 per toe. About $80,000 has been collected since October 24th, and almost $50,000 of it from $26 donations. Daniel's 26 toes are too shy of the Guinness World Record number. And then there's a photo of him. It was out of the odds and ends in the Seattle Times. Look at that big foot full of toes. But doesn't he look like a cool cat? Mike is looking.
Very cool. Well, he's got to be distinctive for sure. He'll have a great personality.
But isn't that $50,000 from $26 donations, a dollar a toe?
Pretty cool.
Good job, Ollie. Or kitten. No, that, Ollie was the dog. Daniel is the orange kitty. Good job. Okay, here's now this is, I wonder if this will work. You could tune into this energy, Robin. You know, we've been having problems with wolves all over the place, and the wolves have been moving back into Washington State, and the Department of Fish and Wildlife has been trying to figure out how to deal with it. And of course, again, you've got both sides of the fence, those that are in favor of the wolves, and then the hunters and the farmer ranchers that aren't. Well, the Department of Fish and Wildlife Commission on Saturday approved a proposed plan for managing gray wolves, a decision sure to spark criticism from hunting and livestock groups that have complained it contains too many of the predators. Members of the commission called the plan a good compromise that will keep wolf management in the hands of state officials instead of federal government. They emphasized on Saturday that the management of wolves in Washington is a work in progress and the plan is just a guideline for future action. But under the plan, they're requiring 15 successful breeding pairs would be required for three consecutive years in order to remove endangered species protection. Four breeding pairs would be required in eastern Washington, in the North Cascades, and the South Cascades or Northwest Coast, as well as three other pairs anywhere in the state. Now, this is according to the hunters and ranchers, they don't want near that many breeding pairs, and they're concerns, but like I said last week, you know, I think we need to be willing to change our behavior and what we're doing to get back to a better balance in the wild. Robin, you getting any feel on? And currently we've got five wolf packs in the state.
My intuition is that that's not nearly enough.
That's exactly what I felt like.
Okay. And I was glad to hear you say that they knew that this was a work in progress. My sense is that we have no idea what the future holds for us as we move into 2012 and beyond, and that we need to be kind of quick on our feet and recognizing that things may shift and that we need to make different decisions based on what's occurring at some point in the future. So I'm glad we've at least gotten this far, but the guidance I'm receiving is that it's not quite enough, and it sounds like you received the same insight.
Exactly. I got the same thing. It's not enough. All righty. Now, here is my personal favorite story. That's because I love rats. And I had rat friends as a kid. I used to bring our science cat rats in science class in junior high. I got to bring them home for Christmas.
My daughter had a pet rat when she was young.
They're very intelligent creatures.
A nice animal.
Although
our neighbors
have a
couple of fancy rats as pets, and they're just adorable.
Yeah.
Well, get this. Rats surprise scientists by not living up to their name. And I'm not generally in favor of research on animals, but I think this particular product is going to do a lot to help animals. It says, at the very least, the new experiment reported in Science is going to make people think differently about what it means to be a, quote, rat. Eventually, though, it may tell us interesting things about what it means to be a human being. In the simple experiment, researchers at the University of Chicago sought to find out whether a rat would release a fellow rat from an unpleasantly restrictive cage if it could. The answer? Yes. The free rat, often hearing distress calls from its compatriot, learned to open the cage and did so with greater efficiency over time. It would release the other animal even if there wasn't the payoff of a reunion with it. The successful release of the caged rat led to what strongly resembled a triumphant celebration between the two. Astonishingly, if given access to a small hoard of chocolate chips, the free rat would usually save at least one treat for the captive, which is a lot to expect of a rat. So how about that? Given the choice of eating chocolate chips or freeing a rat it didn't even know, some of the rats they had relationships with, some of them they didn't, the rat always chose to free the rat, and it didn't eat all the chocolate chips beforehand. It saved some for the one that was confined when it was let up. And the researchers came to the unavoidable conclusion that what they were seeing was empathy, and apparently selfless behavior driven by that mental state. There is nothing in it for them except for whatever feeling they get from helping another individual. How cool is that?
Well, no wonder there's a lot of high rat populations. They're showing us that
they take care of each other.
Exactly.
They have each other's back.
Whew. That's amazing.
There's another part of this that I think we should wave in Mike's face. The females showed more consistent empathy than the males.
No argument for me.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
All females freed their trapped partner. 17 of 24 males did so. So not all the boys were empathetic, but all the ladies were.
It's probably a gene trait, I think.
Yeah.
And, it's just a gene trait that I don't know what the combination is, and I don't know exactly how it works, but my guess is that is universally true.
Yeah, but I think that's a pretty important study because it really does, scientists, and see, that's part of what allow or what supports Woodland Park Zoo doing what they're doing with the animals, because the scientific world for so long has convinced themselves that animals don't think and reason and they don't have feelings and emotions. Which, folks, any of us that live with animals know that's total BS. Of course they do. But that's the only way science has been able to justify what they're doing. See, because they close down their own hearts. See, and that's why I really contend that if, you know, the curators, the scientists that are doing the work they are at Woodland Park Zoo, if they'd open their heart and feel what's going on with these elephants, they couldn't possibly continue what they're doing. But they're oblivious to that, and they're thinking that they're serving a higher purpose. And I mean, how else could scientists do the horrific experimentation that they're doing? I mean, how, you know, I mean, the chimpanzees that are in jail all over the country, you know, I mean, the horrible, painful things we do to animals. You couldn't do that if you really understood that they had feelings.
Yeah, and as you head down that scientific path, those blinders just go up, and you become, you know, just totally ambivalent about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sad commentary on our species. And, of course, we have a history of being mean and outrageous to ourselves as well.
Yeah.
What's that quote you've told me, Martha, before about how it depends on how we treat our animals, what's really going on?
Oh, that's a Gandhi quote. Do you judge something about society by the manner in which they treat their animals? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
I think if you searched Gandhi quote, humans and animals or something, it would probably come up. That's one of the ones that is often at the bottom of people's emails. I don't have it right at the moment, but...
Okay.
It's funny how Gandhi popped in. I was just reading about him, an autobiography of a yogi, when he and Paramhansa Yogananda connected.
Yeah, here it is. The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated.
There you go.
I'll have to put that on the website,
Now, what was
too.
It? The greatness of a nation and the morals?
And
the
moral
progress.
Moral progress. Well, I would say WPC has some progress to make, would you not think? And we, Seattle, the city of Seattle, because Seattle City Council could, you know, step up here. Apparently, they could override this like that other city did.
Well, people, it has to be in people's minds enough. You know, we're all so overstimulated with information, we don't stay with something long enough to take an action on it. And so keeping it in the news is really important.
Yeah, and there are just so many animal lovers out there that just unconditionally support Woodland Park Zoo. That's what I find out when people get mad at me. It's like, how can you, why are you upset? Okay, I thought you loved animals. Like, eh. But, you know, it was that quote that, you know, do what's right no matter what you're told. But they're doing what they're told.
And you're not asking for the zoo to be shut down.
No, huh?
You're supportive of the zoo.
Yeah.
You're just addressing a particular issue that you feel is extremely unjust in regards to how the elephants are cared for, and you have statistics and science to back up your perspective as well as your own intuition.
Yep, that would be the case. Now, here's the last good news story. This is from Defenders of Wildlife. Great news for Yellowstone bison. 68 of these magnificent animals, some of the last genetically pure wild bison in America, are being moved to tribal lands and away from the threat of potential slaughter. The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission voted earlier today to approve a landmark plan to move these bison from quarantine to the Fort Peck and Fort Belknap Indian reservations. Remember, they've been quarantining these bison, and then they've been killing them because they're concerned they'll transmit brucellosis to the cattle ranch, you know, on ranches in the area, which is just ridiculous. However, instead of doing that anymore, they're going to transport them to tribal lands where they will be safe. This is a significant milestone for the restoration of genetically pure bison and a critical step forward for returning these animals, which migrated out of Yellowstone Park, to parts of their historic range across the Great Plains. And this is another example of, you know, how we need to change our belief systems and our behavior in order to raise the energy of the planet and what we're doing is that, you know, instead of protecting the ranched cattle, we should be protecting the bison. Hey, apparently Hawk called, Mike, huh?
He did.
And the release is complete. That means our Hermione must have taken off, huh?
It's a done deal. She was reticent to take off from the ground because it's just not a natural occurrence for an owl. Generally, they perch up high and like to swoop down, but eventually got it together, and it's a done deal.
See, that's why I would have picked her up and launched her.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was getting, is they usually don't take off from the ground.
Well, they have their own predators on the ground that they need to be wary of.
Yep.
But good news.
But Hermione is off and flying wild in Monroe again. Woohoo!
As it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, how joyous.
So returning these animals to the tribal lands will allow at least some of Yellowstone's bison to escape the government-led slaughter that has occurred in the past decade when bison have migrated out of the park in winter in search of forage. So, woohoo! That's cool. Okay. Oh, I guess we better... there's more to come here. We are going to... Speaking of animals in captivity, we've got to kind of choose what we're going to do. We're going to do some whale stuff now. We're going to address the Lolita situation. And then we're going to remember that story of all those whale skeletons and
stuff.
I
do. Yeah.
We're going to go there.
Where was that, in the Andes in Chile?
Santiago, Chile.
Yeah.
So let's, before Martha gets CRS, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors and deal with that. And then we will come back with Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio, and we'll go with the whales. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hate to interrupt them, but since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Be inspired when the incomparable Dr. Bernie Siegel joins us on Saturday morning with True Stories of Miracles.
Then America's best true crime author, Ann Rule, talks about her latest stocking stuffer, Don't Look Behind You.
Finally, the erudite and always articulate Marie D. Jones reveals her research on lost civilizations.
Plenty of good holiday guests on Manson Mitchell in the Morning at 10, followed by The Gary Mann Show at 11 Pacific.
Robin Alexis is offering a limited number of beautiful golden healer Lemurian crystals. These crystals are used by healers for their ability to magnify the flow of vital life force throughout the body, to promote healing, to reduce fear and anxiety, to induce a state of deep relaxation, and accelerate tissue healing. These crystals are also powerfully energized to activate the crown and solar plexus chakras, which assists you to obtain a more conscious connection to spirit. Golden Healer Lemurian crystals are a marvelous tool for doing any kind of energy work, meditation, or healing. In addition, these special crystals have been blessed by Robin Alexis at sacred sites at Mount Shasta. You can purchase these crystals for $22.95 from Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. Or email Bob at robinalexis.com for details. There is only a limited supply of these Lemurian crystals, so they're offered at a first-come, first-served basis.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, this is that one that takes too long to get in there. Well, it'll get there eventually, but I don't think we want to wait.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. There we go. There they are. Martha Norwalk, thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we're winding down a Martha and Robin Sunday. Gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is with me today, as she is most second Sundays of every month. We tune into various animal situations around our area and around the world to see what's going on. And Robin, we got a call during the break. A gal that she must have missed the show. But do you remember, I don't know, it was within the last few months when the eagle flew into the bus on 520 and died?
I don't remember that. I'm sorry.
Well, there's an eagle that was used to live at the Foster Island area of the Arboretum, sort of, and would hang around 520 all the time. It would often sit on the lampposts, and people would see it every morning driving, you know, in or out of town. And one morning, it dropped down and it flew in front of a bus and got hit and died. And I remember that we covered that on the next Robin and Martha Sunday, and we tuned in with the eagle. And I don't remember what we got. That you don't remember it either, huh?
No, I communicate with animals every day when people post in a soul spa or have a one-on-one with me, and I can't retain all the information.
Yeah, and I don't remember what, I mean, we, for pretty much, you know, they're okay when they're on the other side, and if they're not, we help them, you know, cross or do whatever it is that they need to do. But as I remember, there wasn't any big, huge, significant message related to that, other than, you know, sometimes, you know, wildlife people and traffic don't mix. And it wasn't like an intentional thing. I think it was just an oops.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the frequency, and once it's been transmuted, it doesn't show
up. Yeah, because I remember we did some work, but I'm sorry, caller, because we did work with that case right after it happened, but neither Robin and I are remembering. But I don't remember it being, if it had been some big, huge lesson we were supposed to get, I would remember that.
Was that someplace near a bridge?
Yeah, the 520 bridge. It was on the 520 bridge.
Well, I'm getting the sense of a very healthy eagle in my third eye, and I'm just recognizing what, you know, President Obama has been speaking about with the health of the bridges in our country, and how, and then after we did that show, it came out in the news about the bridges and that we really need to be fixing them. So that's the only thing.
So that might be the connection that we didn't get at that point is the health of the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, it really should not be a political issue. It's just something that needs to be taken care of before there's some kind of a tragedy. It's just, again, it's common sense. And I feel like maybe that's why it's, wow, there's a lot of energy coming in here. I'm seeing a lot of white light coming through. The eagle is presenting itself. It's showing me its heart.
Mm.
And it's saying something about the heart of the matter is me and you and me coming together in unity. And it's about creating a coalition of awareness and recognizing that awareness is perception without judgment. And that it's in that place that we create decisions that are good for ourselves in the planet. What does the word coalition mean exactly?
Coalesced, doesn't that mean coming together?
Yeah, I'll Google it because I'm not real good with things like that.
Well, but a coalition, what are the off-leash park, COLA, the coalition of, but a coalition is a group or a coming together of something.
Okay.
Coalition, yeah, isn't that like a group coming together? What do you?
Yeah, a coalition is a pact or treaty among individuals or groups during which they cooperate in joint action, each in their own self-interest, joining forces together for the good of the whole.
Yeah, and to seek consensus.
Yeah. So I'm feeling that in my heart, especially after the owl, you know, really opened our hearts, that this is a message for us to join together in unity consciousness.
That's amazing. We get to the last 10 minutes of the show and the phones go nuts. You guys just getting out of bed or what? Or maybe home from church. I don't know.
Maybe they're going to tell us what coalition means.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know. Mike went in the other room. Elvis has left the building. Well, only the room. He's gone to the other room. All right, let's get to this whale stuff before we run out of time. We might have to hold it, you know, some of it over and continue on our next Robin and Martha Sunday. But this made the front page of the Seattle Times this month. Could novel lawsuit free long captive Lolita? And for anyone's benefit that needs to know, Lolita was one of the orcas, or killer whales, that was captured in our area here from Puget Sound, you know, in 1970, off of Whidbey Island. Remember that was when we didn't know any better, and we were capturing live whales, and Lolita was one of them. And later named Lolita and moved to the Florida Seaquarium down there where she's been residing and somewhat performing ever since. And let's see, that what's new, and I don't know, Robin, you can tune in, but in every time I have tuned into this situation, and I remember seeing pictures of the aquarium or the tank that she's kept in, and it was just horrible. And as I recall, it's very small. And there's been, you know, a lot of talk here and there over the years of getting Lolita out of there and then releasing her to the wild. Now, my first issue with that is that after all of these years, releasing her to the wild may not serve her highest good, and she may not want that, and it may not work. If you all remember Keiko, the whale that starred in Free Willy and was in that crappy aquarium down in Mexico somewhere, they moved him up to a much better aquarium and facility in Oregon. But the parties that be, I mean, their hearts were in the right place, but were not open to Keiko. And millions were spent to release him back to the wild. But no, the energy was not put into any whale communicators to find out what Keiko wanted. And Keiko was adamant. I got it. Mary Gettin got it. Every communicator I know of that tuned in with Keiko, he said, I don't want to go back. I'm here. I chose to, you know, serve this lifetime for humans. I like the better aquarium, but I want to be with people. But so millions were spent, and he never did integrate back in the wild, and he ended up swimming because he went to Iceland, I think was his pen was, and then he ended up swimming across the Atlantic. He went to Norway and started hanging out with boaters and all this stuff. And anyway, he died trying to be with people. So that didn't work. So I, A, wanted to tune in to find out, you know, where Lolita's at with all of this, but then also to find out, because I do think she needs out of the place that she's at. And maybe it would serve her to be back in the Northwest here in a better facility like that place in Oregon or wherever it was, or to be released if that is what she wants. But let's see, 40 years after hunters lassoed a young killer whale off Whidbey Island and sold it to a Florida theme park, whale advocates are using an unusual tactic to try to force the orca's release, citing the Endangered Species Act. In a move legal experts said could have significant implication for other zoos and aquariums, animal rights activists recently sued the federal government, arguing that the law may require Lolita, the killer whale, who still performs at the Miami Seaquarium, be reunited with pod members in the Northwest because Puget Sound's southern resident orcas were listed as endangered in 2005. Now, Robin, are you getting any feel as to whether or not they might be successful with this lawsuit? Or
With a lawsuit. Okay. There might be something with this. And it could be that success to them means that they have successfully made people aware of some issues. So it may not be specifically that Lolita is released, but that it's about that awareness thing. However, I'm getting a sense that they actually might be able to do it. I would be shocked. You know, my personality part is shocked,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but my intuition is telling me that, yes, there could be success here in that sense. But then the cynical part of me goes, well, okay, if that happens, you know, who's paying off who, or what does it really mean, you know, because...
Right.
You know, you speak so much about the animal behavior transference, and my sense with Lolita is that she's become very adept at feeling and expressing, you know, the human energies. And so if she is, you know, is released and she's used in this way, how much is she going to pick up from whom and from where, and how is it going to impact her integration with
Right.
the other whales? Because her communication with them is not the same. It's more adept in another avenue at this point.
Well, and I don't know if you remember me having Mary Gettin, one of our local whale communicator, animal communicator from this area. She's the author of Communicating with Orcas, you know, Whale's Perspective. And she has an ongoing relationship with Granny, who's one of the elder whales,
oh, right.
you know, in our pods here in the Pacific Northwest. And she had a Christmas message for us just recently from Granny, or Thanksgiving message from Granny that I read on the air to y'all, which was really wonderful. But Granny expressed the fact that she alone, as an orca, she has lived 300 lives as a whale. And Granny explained to Mary that because they live so many lifetimes, and we all live, you know, gazillions of lifetimes over our soul's progression, which, by the way, Robin and I may be tapping into some of this stuff and talking more and more about this stuff on the air. Mm-hmm. We're sort of getting guided in that direction off the air. Anyway, with these gazillions of lifetimes and Granny saying that she's had 300 lifetimes as a whale, she explained very eloquently in Mary's book that sometimes a whale will agree or will choose to give up that particular lifetime in order to serve humans. So I think the question would be that where is Lolita with that? And is this a lifetime? Has she chosen to be with humans? Does she want to stay where she's at in the Miami Seaquarium? Or is the habitat crappy and she needs to have a better habitat, but she wants to stay with humans? Or was this a oops and she would like to be reunited with her family? I think you're sort of picking up, Robin, that she's more bonded with humans now than whales.
I am saying that. That's what I'm seeing, yes.
Yeah. So I think we'll hold on to that so we have more time to get into it.
I agree. It's very deep.
Yeah, and we really don't have time to get in this one, but This one in Santiago, Chile. And this was, I was going to, my plan was, because I reported on this earlier, well, at the end of last month, and I've been holding on to it, and I was going to start reading you the article until Robin could tune into the energy. Because what I find with her, she can tune into this stuff and get into the energy, and once she's there, I can usually follow her into it. But we really don't have time to do this. So I'm going to hold on to that, too. So let us, we only have a couple of minutes left here. If you are interested, of course, in more with Robin Alexis, remember Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis airs live at noon to 1 o'clock on Wednesdays here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. You can access Robin through her website at www.robinalexis.com and get all her blogs and everything from today and the show. And remember that when we get when she gets the email, the link to the YouTube video about Hermione Bard Owl released today in Monroe, she's going to post that on her site. And you have a whole new batch of Golden Lemurian Healing Crystals for people that they can purchase through the Mystic Store on your website?
Yes, at robinalexis.com. And if you're not computer savvy, with ease and grace, you can call our beloved Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. And you can receive one of these Mount Shasta blessed Golden Healer Lemurian crystals for yourself. And they make great Christmas gifts and Christmas stockings for folks. So think about it. People have been buying one, and then they come back and buy five more, and they're shipping them to people all over the world.
They're great. Now, I got to tell you before I run out of time, next week I am so excited. I have wanted to do this interview for so long. But a few years ago, Ann Gordon, local movie animal trainer, went to the Panama jungles to film a movie. Well, she didn't come back. She fell in love with and married a young Panamanian tribesman. And she has been hosting tours to the through the Panama Embira jungle and village of the tribe. She's now doing dolphin healing and dolphin and whale tours, all of that. Well, Anne Gordon de Barragan and her husband, Oatneal, are coming home for Christmas for the first time, and they'll be in the studio with us live next week. I can't wait to hear the whole story. So I hope you'll be here. And Robin, thank you so much. Mike, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. Be here next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.